Do not let schools trick you. You are very smart. What we learn must be meaningful to us. It has to make us happy and fulfilled. And that means we must make that choice ourselves, out of curiosity or passion. We cannot be asked to learn mathematics, and when we get stuck given a calculator, for one, you are a miracle of the universe. We have emerged out of countless billions of years of accident and fundamental principles of what we know as physics and chemistry. You are a royalty. You are to be treated with great care and dignity that you do deserve. You are an important link in the future of this planet. You are to stand on the shoulders of giants, not be lied to by insane, over-medicated, vicious, and unfunny teachers. Forcing you to take math without first showing you the tools and the need is not education. It is robbery. It does not matter what the hip teacher says, because in the end they do not produce real results. And the funny, likable teacher only excuses the behavior of the creepy ones, the lemons. To learn math, you have to be inspired by computer games, by generative art and music, by simulations that help you see yourself in our galaxy. The act of making you buy a purposefully overpriced calculator, maybe even the vapid self-published textbook, in a classroom ruled with stress by a teacher that just wants to get paid under the broken excuse of putting food on their table. In schools that do not show promised results and sell you on the idea of college that will rob you of savings and then force you to work 26-hour shifts at med school so that you have hope of graduating with half the unforgivable debt is an insult. It is a crime. It is evil. It is harmful and destructive. It is a big lie. And above all, it will all stop you from learning for real and force you into pretending you are getting an education. It is crazy to try to learn something for no reason, in a place that sees you as a problem to be solved with stress. We can only learn by following our curiosities and expanding our predispositions, building vast networks of knowledge out of love of life and the universe in health. The love that schools will rob us of in order to try to fit us into a little box that they can grade and get paid for while calling us names behind our backs. And when the bullies come, they like it when someone gets hurt. That's why they sit there quietly pretending not to watch. Real education is a massive superpower, an insight into the entire universe. It starts with a stick in the ground as you watch the way the shadow moves around it throughout the day and try to recreate the geometry necessary to simulate the same shadow motion with what slowly builds as an unstoppable urge to learn mathematics. It starts with a seashell that has a strange repeating pattern that you noticed in a young unfolding fern before. The golden ratio is too similar in too many things, and before you know it, you are looking beneath the fractals to discover chaos in unexpected places. It starts with a hole in your curtain. The pinhole camera reverses the image. The light scatters when it hits a glass of water. It scatters differently for different things. The secrets of the universe call to you. It starts with a glimpse of a computer screen. Something about those graphics catches your attention. The game is playing itself in a virtual world where you can simulate interaction, a game theory. It starts with a strange song with UFO sounds that seems robotic and automatic, like it is a computer program. And now you are live coding music before an audience, searching for patterns and frequencies that satisfy their ears. It does not start with, "Please open your books to another worthless page." It does not start with, "Please take out a piece of paper, we have a quiz today." It does not start with, "Why are you failing this class?" No, that is how it ends. We have a problem with all too easily following orders, especially when we are young. We are not equipped to handle broken schools, broken promises, schools that have above all become a place of money-making, not teaching. Once you are old enough to see the fraud, there is nothing you can do to go back to middle school or high school to fix it. The only way to win is not to play. To learn, you need a happy and safe space where you are allowed to explore and follow your own curiosities. Rather than a diploma, what you really need is a beautiful portfolio documenting your inventions and all the companies you built along the way. Being stressed, threatened, or punished with grades and saying teachers or bullies is pretty much a definition of how you don't learn. And working within this broken system by cramming is not an achievement. It is something else. The years that you transform from Lego to Raspberry Pi and later a business person and actually enjoy learning about computers, math, science, music are stolen from you by stress, fraud, broken promises, and sick teachers under a threat that you can't get anywhere without a diploma. But the truth is, you can't get anywhere without a real education, because people know that schools are not teaching enough, that they are fake. High school diplomas are laughed at, and college is beginning to be perceived as not for learning, but for having fun with people your age and to prove you can do your chores like a child. The right way to face life is to find ways to learn for real. The fraud of education is so powerful that even those of us who stand up against it still return for that worthless curse of a diploma. The facts are that everyone knows that schools are not working and the lemons are a rule, not an exception. That is an enormous threat to your private, personal future. No matter what happens, you still need to read and comprehend hundreds and hundreds of books. You need to know science for real. You need to know how to program computers, how to express your inner desires with art and music, and how to at least stop being scared of poverty. You need to start learning how to run small businesses, and you need to start inventing real inventions and asking real questions. Even if what you invent is a somewhat large MP3 player, it is still a monumental invention. Your enclosures, the Bluetooth antenna, the batteries, the SBC, or the version of the Raspberry Pi Zero you choose, teaches you mathematics, soldering, programming, science, 3D design, Linux, Bash, Python, and the way you build your website, the way you present your product or kit, or the bone-conducting underwater version, will help you to learn marketing, payment processing, advertising, HTML and CSS and JavaScript, React, Vue and Svelte. All your tutorials, from soldering to recharging with solar or wirelessly connecting to the server inside to look at statistics, matter a great deal. We'll teach you about video editing, photography and lighting, digital art and design, GIMP, ImageMagick, FFmpeg. This will make a beautiful resume and an outstanding portfolio that will eventually grow to show what employers are really looking for. The proof of exceptional ability. Do you see what schools are robbing you of? Your real education is everything. It makes you grow and learn faster. It helps you dream, and it makes you powerful. When you take to books and narrated books for real, when you begin understanding and admiring the souls and hearts behind the text, you will discover many heroes and many great beings, and they will influence you and your decision-making as you grow. Do not let schools cheat you out of real education. Real education provides real results that result in useful things, and things that will set you free from debt and poverty, not steer you towards it. Real education will not force you into unforgivable debt, debt that will forever hang over your head until it is paid off. Debt is creepy enough, but unforgivable debt is a whole different kind of money. Please, above all, please do not let them stop you from learning for real.